You are listening to the Rewards Canada podcast.
Changes are incoming on the Rogers Red MasterCards. Get up to 80,000 points on the Marriott Bonvoy Amex cards. And Aeroplan members get free Wi-Fi on United flights. All this and more on Rewards Canada's This Week in Rewards for April 10th, 2026. If you're looking to make the most of your loyalty programs and credit card rewards, you've come to the right place. This is your weekly dose of loyalty, travel, and credit card happenings in Canada from Canada's original and leading points and miles resource, Rewards Canada. I'm your host, Patrick, and we'll kick things off with our look at the credit card news for this past week. So the biggest news of the week are some incoming changes to the Rogers Red MasterCards. Yeah, so what we've learned is that there's going to be changes to the interest rate, which isn't a huge deal for most people, at least those in the points and miles world, because you don't try to run a balance, because if you run a balance, it costs you way more than the rewards that you earn. But it's good to know that they are increasing the interest rate by 1% to 21.99 across the board for older credit cards. This is just getting in line with pretty much what all the other issuers have already done. They've all been bumping up their interest rates to 21.99 for purchases as well. So Rogers was one of the last holdouts at 20.99. So now it's going to be 21.99. But the big news in the changes are some spending caps that are coming in. Yeah, that dreaded word, or I guess phrase, two words, spending caps, which we see on quite a few cards in the Canadian market. Spending caps usually come in only on accelerated earn rates. So the Rogers Red MasterCards, so this is the Rogers Red MasterCard, the World MasterCard, World Elite, and World Legend. That's their whole portfolio, and a new card, which I'll discuss right after this as well. Those first three, the Red, Red World Elite, and Red World, have these new spending caps coming in, whereas the World Legend will not. World Legend is their ultra premium card, and yeah, that still has unlimited earning for the accelerated earn rates. So as you may or may not know, Rogers cards offer extra cash back for Rogers customers. So something like the Rogers Red MasterCard, it's normally 1% cash back if you're not a Rogers, Shaw, Fido, Comwave customer. If you are a Rogers customer, you get that rate bumped up to 2% cash back. And then you have like the World Elite MasterCard, which is 1.5% cash back for everybody who gets the card who's not a Rogers customer. And if you're a Rogers customer, that gets bumped up to 2%. So it's those bump ups in those everyday earn rates for Rogers customers that are going to see these caps. And then also all customers, whether you're a Rogers customer or not, have the accelerated earn rates on US dollar purchases. So those are the accelerated rates as well that fall into this cap. It's a general cap on all their accelerated earn rates. So on the Rogers Red MasterCard, so this is their entry level card, no fee, but obviously their World and World Elite are also no fee cards. That's unique about Rogers, is that all their cards are no fee, except for the World Legend, of course. So basically on the Red card, so their entry level card that doesn't have like income requirements to get the card, that cap is going to be $16,000 of annual spend. And then those accelerated earn rates get cut off. And then you just earn the base earn rate of 1%. $16,000 on entry level card, that's not too bad actually. You know, it's not as bad as some other banks there who have even lower caps on their spending. I think you guys are all aware which bank I'm mainly referring to. So the entry level card, $16,000. If you have the World card, which was also just recently released, that one is $26,000 of annual spend. And then the Rogers Red World Elite MasterCard, which is probably the most popular out of the entire bunch of cards, that one has a nice high cap of $61,000 of spending before you get those extra earn rates cut off. Now, so here's the thing. So I think what Rogers did was a lot of evaluation on numbers and who's using the cards. And those caps kind of come in at, you know, a point where most of the cardholders in each of those levels won't be affected. But what is good on Rogers' part is that if you exceed that annual spending cap, you will be eligible to product switch to the next card up. And they're not going to take your income into consideration. So this is a way for lower income earners, if you have a way of spending a lot more on your cards, to get bumped up to the World or World Elite and you know, so on and so forth. You could potentially, I guess, spend your way to a World Legend card without having the actual income requirement that is set out for those cards when you first apply for them. So it's kind of a back way to get some of those higher up cards if you don't meet income requirements but can do the spending to, you know, where you get to those spending caps and you can product switch to the next higher up card with Rogers. So with these changes, all cardholders, whether you're a Rogers customer or not, it's your US dollar spending that's affected, but that's kind of a smaller portion on these cards. So the biggest customers that are affected are actually the Rogers, Shaw, you know, Fido customers, Comwave as well is included in there. They're the ones who are affected by this the most because it's that everyday earn rate, even here in Canada, where you're getting the elevated earn rate for being a customer, where those are capped. But like, you know, like I already said, you know, you can just upgrade to the next card. If you meet those caps, you can move up to the next card. So when these caps were announced, I was kind of intrigued by that 61,000 that is put out on the World Elite version of the Rogers Red MasterCard. And, you know, I put the insight out there that, you know, it's probably to curb business spending. So people who have the card, you know, it's a personal card, but funnel a lot of business spending through their cards. And I even said, you know, I wouldn't be surprised that by putting this cap in place, that Rogers will come out with a business MasterCard. And sure enough, just a day or 2 days after I put that guess out there, they came out with news that there is now a Rogers Red World Elite Business MasterCard. So they did it. I actually had no advance notice of the business card. This one came, you know, as a surprise to me. I'm not sure if others got advance notice of it, but you know, here I was, I saw, whoa, business MasterCard. So my guess was right in terms of that, but that's, you know, having so many years of knowledge and seeing what the industry does, you know, a lot of times these caps are put in place for two reasons, either gamers of the system or people who are putting a lot of business spending on personal cards to try and push them to get to a business card. So now we have the Rogers Red World Elite Business MasterCard, and we'll take a look at that card. So for the most part, the Rogers Red Business World Elite MasterCard is a clone of the Consumer World Elite MasterCard. It's pretty much the same card with just a couple little differences. So the basics of the card, same thing. You earn 2% cash back on all eligible non-US dollar purchases if you're a, you know, a Rogers, Shaw, Comwave customer, and then 3% cash back on US purchases. But if you're not a Rogers customer, then it's just that flat 1.5% on all non-US dollar purchases, but you still get the accelerated earn rate on US purchases. You get the 5 roam like home days, so this is just like the consumer card, and then you get that 50% boost if you redeem your cash back towards Rogers shop purchases, you know, your bills, things like that. So basically exactly the same. The main difference with this card is it comes with a couple extra business type features, and that is a cyber scout from TransUnion, which is you know, a proactive identity and cybersecurity support. And then you also get access to My Friendly Lawyer, which is unlimited 24/7 hotline to access legal support. But for the most part, like I said, it is pretty much an exact copy of the consumer version of this card. I didn't look to see if there was caps on this card, but my assumption is that there is no caps, and that's why we have the cap on the consumer one. So it will push businesses or people putting a lot of business spending on their consumer card to switch over to the business version of the card. The other thing I noted when I saw that this card was launched, and this is actually on all the Rogers card, is that they will now earn an extra 1% cash back, so over and above whatever you earn on the card already, at any Rogers Red partner location. So what is Rogers Red Partners? That's something new that Rogers has launched. And so I will explain to you what the Rogers Red Partner Network is. So what Rogers has done on the business side of things is they have launched their own point of sale system, POS system, where it's Rogers branded, you know, it's got a red thing on it. So just like all the other point of sale systems that you see out there, Stripe, Clover, this one's actually run by Clover. But when you see those POS systems, you're gonna see Rogers ones. And when you do, that means that merchant is part of that Rogers Red Partner Network. So what that means for a consumer is that when you use your Rogers Red MasterCard, any one of them, you'll get a 1% cashback boost at that merchant. So this is great. You're earning extra cash back at those merchants. I did read in the terms and conditions that it says it's a limited time. I don't know what it means in terms of how limited. I'm guessing because I haven't seen any notice yet of, you know, who some of the partners are. So this limited time will probably be a relatively long limited time, or that could just be a term and condition just saying that eventually they can shut it off at any time, and maybe the 1% cash back will be in place for quite some time. I will have to discuss this with Rogers, and once I learn more from them, I'll be sure to pass along to all you guys to let you know how long you guys can expect to be earning the 1% back extra on top of your other cash back. If you know of any Rogers Red partners or have seen this, let us know in the comments below. We are going to keep track of it just like we do with Cobalt Multipliers. I've already launched a page on the Rewards Canada website to track which merchants are Rogers Red partner locations, so we can have a nice crowdsourced list and everybody can know. It's like, hey, there is a store and I can go there and I'm going to earn that extra 1% cash back with it. And for businesses, if you're watching this video, some of the benefits of moving to the Rogers POS system is that it's supposed to save you upwards of 20% over some of the existing ones in the market right now. That's a big chunk of savings on your fees for running a point of sale system. So it may be worth investigating to see if you, as a small business, can, you know, improve your bottom line by moving your point of sale system to Rogers. All right, so that brings us to the next credit card news, and this is a new credit card bonus. So this is on the Marriott Bonvoy American Express cards. As you know, in the past couple videos over the last few months, we've been discussing that amazing up to 110,000 bonus points on the Marriott Bonvoy American Express card and the Business American Express card. Well, those offers ended, but they didn't go back to their actual standard bonus offers that we were all accustomed to, you know, like 50,000 on the consumer and 60,000 on the business card. They actually came in with kind of elevated standard offers, if that makes sense. I don't know if these will become the new standard offer on the card. We'll just have to wait and see, because there's no published end date, just like the 110,000 offer. So right now, the consumer version of the card is offered with up to 70,000 bonus Marriott Bonvoy points. That's still a great bonus. Yeah, it's not 110,000. So unfortunately, if you've missed that, but 70,000 is still a good one to get in on. It does require less spend as well. So let's take a look at how that bonus is broken down. So new Marriott Bonvoy American Express card members can earn up to 60,000 bonus points with only $3,000 of spending in your first 3 months of card membership. That's only $1,000 a month. Pretty easy to earn, and you're getting $600 worth of points, you know, within 3 months. That's going to be close to the top of the list of our feature where we track the top 12 card offers that can get you traveling sooner. You know, so this card will remain on the list. And then you'll earn 10,000 more points by spending $500 on your card in the 13th month of having the card. So yes, you do have to pay two annual fees on the card. But as we all know, this card is more than worth it to pay the annual fee on just for that annual free night award you get on it. I mean, the first year you get the bonus points, second year, and every year after that you get the free night award, and then just the card gives you so much more. It has one of the best everyday base earn rates, so non-accelerated earn rates in the market. Just so much going for this card. It is actually my daily driver. If I'm not using my Cobalt card and the place accepts Amex, it's going on my Marriott Bonvoy card, because that 2 points per dollar is a minimum for me, a 2% return, but many more times it's more like a 3% or even upwards of a 4% return. I said in a few videos also this year about one of my redemptions here this year that was, what was it, 1.96 cents per point. So that's just shy of a 4% return of spending. And that's base spending, that's non-accelerated spending. So that's hard to beat with any other card pretty much in the market. So just something to consider as well. If you stay at hotels, you know, you can pull some excellent value out of this card. And now quickly take a look at the business card bonus. So this one is up to 80,000 points. So you'll get 70,000 points after you spend $5,000 on your card in the first 3 months. Not bad at all, a pretty low spend for a business card. And the same thing, you'll get 10,000 points for spending in month 13, but you have to spend $1,000 on the business card. Still pretty low, pretty easy to obtain. And now we just have to wait to see if these new 70,000 and 80,000 bonus point offers actually become the standard welcome bonus on these cards. If that does, that's pretty amazing. These cards will remain kind of close to the very top of the list of the welcome bonus offers, you know, how we track every month at the start of each month, where we put out, you know, the best welcome bonus offer values. If the cards remain at this, they will pretty much always be on that list. And the last credit card news we'll quickly jump into here is some news from Scotia. They sent out notification this week to cardholders that the Passport Visa Infinite and Momentum Visa Infinite are being changed to Infinite Plus card. So yeah, this is a new Visa branding. So I believe these are the first two Visa Infinite Plus cards in Canada. What does that mean for you? Not much. It's a name change. Everything else on the card stays the same, but you get one extra benefit. That one extra benefit is a new GigSky eSIM. You're gonna get 10 gigabyte eSIM every year that's valid for up to 15 days of travel. It has to be in the same 15 days. You get 10 gigabyte free eSIM. So that's a lot of value right there. And nothing else is changing on the card. Your annual fees stay the same. Points earning stays the same, redemption stays the same, you know, lounge access, it's all the same. So, you know, just a nice little improvement for the card holders that have the Passport Visa Infinite, which is such a well-rounded travel card to begin with, and now you get a better eSIM on the card. And I should note that you still get your additional 1 gigabyte eSIM as a regular Visa benefit as well. So technically you're getting 11 gigabytes of free eSIMs every year on your Scotia Passport Visa Infinite or on your Momentum Visa Infinite card. So yeah, kudos to Scotia for this change. And now we just have to wait to see what other banks will start upgrading their Visa Infinite cards to Visa Infinite Plus. And before we get into loyalty and travel news, I just want to pass along news that we launched our next surprise contest for our 25th anniversary. This one, you can win two GigSky gift cards, a lot of GigSky, two US $50 GigSky gift cards, and two Plaza Premium Lounge Passes. Now, there's very limited time to enter this. It closes on April 12th at 11:59 p.m. Mountain Time. I'm recording this April 10th, so you only have two more days to get in on the action for that contest. I want to say you can enter all our contests. You know, we're running contests almost constantly right now for our 25th anniversary. It's going to continue on all year. Our next contest is coming up shortly right after this. But yeah, so if you're watching this video before April 12th, be sure to hit the link below and enter if you haven't done so yet, so that you can enter to try and win the GigSky gift cards, Plaza Premium Lounge Passes. And if you win, you can still enter all the other contests that are coming up. And speaking of GigSky and our 25th anniversary, I'm letting this news out first to our YouTube channel. It's not on our website yet. It's nowhere else to be found. But GigSky is offering Rewards Canada community members a 15% discount on all purchases as part of our 25th anniversary. It's an exclusive discount. You can get 15% off using the promo code REWARDS15, REWARDS15. Use REWARDS15 at checkout on GigSky and you'll receive a 15% discount on any eligible purchases you make with GigSky. All right, now we'll jump into loyalty and travel news. The first news we'll look at is from WestJet. So they have improved and enhanced their interline capabilities. So basically their backend system has been improved with their interline airline partners to make it easier to book and manage flights with their interline partners via, you know, the WestJet website, their call center, or the WestJet app. And it launched this week with Copa Airlines, the Central American carrier based in Panama City. So yeah, so now when you book a WestJet and Copa interline flight, so basically WestJet to Panama City and then Copa from Panama City to 37 destinations across Latin America, you can do it all on one ticket. I have an example on the screen of what a booking can look like on the WestJet website. But where this is really important, especially for the Rewards Canada community and the Points and Miles community in general, is that it allows WestJet Rewards members to earn points and redeem points on all these interline connecting flights. So when you book via WestJet.com or call center or whatever, you can earn points just as you would earn points on a strict WestJet flight. And you can redeem points just as if you were redeeming on a WestJet only flight. So as long as you have a WestJet flight connecting to one of their interline partners, like I said, the first one is Copa, but they're going to bring more in. They said by the end of the year, I think they're hoping to have 10 more airlines. I know over 2026 and 2027, they're hoping to add Korean Air, Japan Airlines, Kenya Airways, LATAM Airlines, and even Saudia. So there's a lot of different options there where WestJet Rewards members will be able to earn and burn their points without the whole code share or reciprocal frequent flyer partnership. So this is a really interesting move. So yeah, you won't be able to go out and just book a singular flight on one of these other airlines and earn or redeem points. You might earn points depending on the partnership, but by having these connecting interline options that they've enhanced and just allow it through their direct sales channel, you can earn and redeem points. So they're gonna have basically hundreds of destinations, and WestJet states once they have it all done, you'll have access to nearly 50 extra airlines providing hundreds of destinations that you can earn and redeem points on. So this is a huge move by them. This is a very interesting and intriguing move in that, you know, you're gonna be earning and redeeming points without the full-on frequent flyer partnership. So this is a big move by them that we're gonna have to keep our eye on closely, because it may move the ball more into WestJet's court in terms of advantages, in terms of a loyalty program. And as I mentioned, by doing this interline booking directly with WestJet, it also improves the travel experience. You know, you can manage and change and cancel your flights all within the WestJet app or like the WestJet call center website, you name it, all of those, as I've mentioned before. It allows you to manage all of that much more easier. All in all, it's just great news from WestJet with their enhanced interline capabilities. They're just making things better for travelers flying on them, and, you know, more so, I'd say, for WestJet Rewards members looking to go beyond the reaches of WestJet or the current, you know, partners that you can, say, redeem and earn your points with. And next up in loyalty and travel news, we have Air Canada, Aeroplan, and United Mileage Plus, who have announced reciprocal fast free Wi-Fi on each other's flights. So this is great news too for anybody who's a member of Aeroplan or Mileage Plus, vice versa, if you're a member of both programs. I guess you don't have to be a member of both because it's reciprocal. But yeah, so what this means is Air Canada, Aeroplan members can get free Wi-Fi on United flights. So with United, it's specific to their flights that are operated with aircraft that have Starlink, not their older Wi-Fi system. But of course, Starlink is being put across the entire United fleet over the next couple of years. So right now, if you're lucky enough to fly one of the Starlink flights, you can get free Wi-Fi for being an Aeroplan member. To do so, you just have to add your Aeroplan number to your reservation, and then you sign in with your date of birth and United booking reference, and you will have the free Wi-Fi on United. So that's the big one. That's the main one for Canadians. And then on the flip side, United MileagePlus members get access to free Wi-Fi on Air Canada flights. So basically, by adding your MileagePlus number to your Air Canada booking, you can log in through the onboard Wi-Fi using your last name and seat number, and you will get free Wi-Fi as long as that's an Air Canada flight that offers free Wi-Fi. It's the same thing as using your Aeroplan number. So, you know, for us, of course, the big one is Air Canada Aeroplan members getting free Wi-Fi on United flights that are operated with the Starlink Wi-Fi feature. All right, so that takes us into the Rewards Canada Bonus Blast. The Rewards Canada Bonus Blast is where we take a quick look at some of the more notable bonus miles and points offers we've added to the website over the past week. And this week we'll kick it off with that awesome Accor Hotels bonus that we see twice per year, the winter version, summer version. The summer version is here. This is for stays at Fairmont and Accor Hotels in the Americas. You're gonna earn 2x points on stays of 2 or more nights at Fairmont, Sofitel, Novotel, the Hotel Belmont in Vancouver, and shortly and soon, hopefully, I think they're gonna be opening in the next couple months. I'll have to double check this, but the Rimrock Resort in Banff, which is the first Emblems Collection hotel, I believe, in North America. And they're gonna be full participating in Accor because they have been a partner of Accor, but only for booking. You couldn't earn or redeem your all rewards points there, but you will be able to once they reopen after their big renovation. So that's a new one being added to the thing. So you should be able to earn your 2x points there as well as soon as they open, because this offer runs until September 8th. You do have to register and book by August 8th. However, and as I say a lot of times with a lot of our hotel and credit card partners, if you book via the link that we provide, we do earn a commission on that. And that is how you support Rewards Canada and our continuing mission to bring you the best and most encompassing loyalty and credit card rewards content all for free. So thank you to everybody who does book hotels via our links or applies for credit cards via our links. And a few airline partners too, but none of the big ones you guys use, like Air Canada, WestJet. We don't earn commissions with them, but you know, if you want to book Qatar Airways, Emirates, Ethiopian, you can do those via our links and we'll earn a commission on those. So thank you for those as well. And I should note that the 2x points on these stays means you're going to earn 50 points per the equivalent of 10 euros spent on your hotel stay, which actually ends up being about a 10% rebate back in points. So this is a really decent offer. And considering what Fairmont hotel locations cost during the summer, if you're staying there, you might as well get that really big rebate. So be sure to register for this offer right away. As I always say with a lot of our bonus offers, as soon as you learn about them, register. Even if you don't think you can use it, register for it. Because then in the future, if you book, you don't have to remember that you did, and you will be earning those extra points. And another one you have to register for now is a different offer that came out this week, was for WestJet Rewards. So elite members, silver, gold, and platinum can earn 50% extra tier qualifying spend on all WestJet flights. So this one, you just have to register by April 16th, and it's good for travel until October 31st. It's only valid on new bookings. So if you booked flights before this offer came out, those will not count. It's only on new bookings. But yeah, you register by April 16th, make your bookings by April 16th as well. Good for travel till October 31st. And you will earn that extra tier qualifying spend. It's valid on Econo, Econo Flex, Premium, Premium Flex, Business, and Business Flex fares. It's only valid on the base fare. However, you do earn TQS, you know, on most of your airfare, but the bonus will only be on the base fare. And it is only valid on WestJet coded flights flown on WestJet and WestJet Encore. So if you're on a WestJet coded flight on a partner airline, those will not earn the bonus TQS. And now we'll look at a buy points offer, but it's one that we don't look at very often. You know, we're always talking about Air Canada's buy points offers, Alaska's buy points offers, Marriott's, all these the popular buy points offers, but there's one from Choice Privileges. Now, I do cover Choice Privileges on the website. We cover all their promotions. I've covered all their buy points offers, but I've never really focused on them. I'm like, yeah, you know what? I'm gonna do a little bit more digging into it this time. So right now they're offering up to a 35% bonus when you buy their Choice Privileges points. So if you buy between 8,000 and 17,000, you're gonna get a 30% bonus. 18,000 or more points, it's a 35% bonus. This offer runs until April 28, 2026. I wanna see if you could pull value out of the Choice Privileges program buy points offer, and you can. For example, here's a one night stay at the Radisson Blu Toronto in mid-May. You can stay in a Lake View room for 30 35,000 choice privileges points. That same room, cash-wise, is running $532.51, including all taxes and fees. And I will note there were no AAA or CAA rates available, so this is the rate I was using. So I'm just using a specific example. Sometimes it may not work out, but in this case it would, if you needed to stay in mid-May, that this would work, because you can buy 35,100 points, that's 26,000 points plus the 35% bonus, for $302.61, and that includes 13% HST. I took an Ontario, so it's gonna cost you a little bit more if you have 15 or 14% or whatever, and it's gonna cost you a little bit less if you have, say, like 5% in Alberta here. So converting that value with 13% HST, so it roughly works out to Canadian $422. So that means by buying points with a 35% bonus, you could save yourself over $100 on this stay. Now again, like I'm saying, this is just a very specific example. Maybe you don't want to stay at the Radisson Blue Toronto, you can stay somewhere else in Toronto, downtown Toronto, for $400 something, but maybe you can't. Maybe all the hotels are running $600 or $700 a night, and this one is $500 cash, but now you can get it for $400 something with points. So just an example of how the buy points offers can help you discount your travels. But as always, before you buy the points, make sure you are getting that value out of them first. And as always, remember to check out the Rewards Canada bonus offer section before you book any travel, whether it's flights, hotels, car rentals, you name it. We are adding so many offers every week, and there are so many Canadians who just go out and book direct and don't realize they can be earning more than their base points. Some aren't even earning their base points. They're not putting their frequent flyer number, their frequent guest number on their reservations when they should. But those of you who do put your number in there, you should be checking the Rewards Canada bonus offer section so that you can earn even more points on your flights and hotel stays. And a quick reminder that links to all of the topics in today's video will be in the description below. And if you like today's video, be sure to hit that like button, subscribe to our channel if you don't do so yet, hit that notification bell so you're notified when we do post new videos, share the video with friends, family, coworkers, anybody you think can benefit from the topics we cover, and leave us a comment below, whether it's a question on something we cover here or any question on loyalty and credit cards, doesn't even have to be from the video, a clarification or even a correction on something we got wrong. We'll do our best to answer every comment in the comments section. And that's all she wrote for this week. Be sure to check out rewardscanada.ca on a daily basis and or our social media on a daily basis. We're on pretty much all the social channels. And the reason why you wanna check us out every day is because there are offers that come out that we do not cover in our video, we do not cover in our newsletter. Sometimes there are offers that are best that you have to know about right away that first day, especially like a redemption offer, because a week later, everything might be gone and there's no more availability. So I recommend everybody does their best to visit our website and our socials on a daily basis. But at the very least, if you cannot, you should subscribe to our newsletter, because every Friday is a roundup of all the loyalty and credit card news for that week. And Saturdays is the Rewards Canada Bonus Bulletin. That is our summary of all of the bonus points and miles offers, 30, 40, 50, 60, you name it, that we've added to the website for that past week. And that is another way that you can find out of all the offers you can check out before you book any travel. And they are your ticket to earning more miles, more points, and more rewards. Thank you everybody for tuning in this week. I hope you guys have a great weekend, and I'll talk to you next time. Bye-bye.
The Rewards Canada podcast is produced in Calgary, Alberta, Canada, with music produced by Regina Zone, TWKOP.